it's not very nice, Sally. It's snowing again now. We've had intermittent showers. In old terms, we've got probably 6-7 inches of snow, which is at least, I'd say, which is as much as I can remember in one fall, probably from back in the 70s, even the 60s.
What's the place look like, Richard?
As white as you can imagine. Very, very white. Everything's white, and it's interesting looking on the trees to see the little birds sitting there very still, shaking their heads now and again, trying to cope with it.
Now, you said it's not very nice, but there's got to be some aura about the place.
Well, that's right. And there is one good thing, that we've been struggling very much so to fill our dams, and hopefully this will put some water back in the river, because I think people throughout the central areas of the state, especially the East Coast, are all saying that their dams are very low still, and so hopefully this will make a lot of difference.
What about livestock, sheep in particular? But you've also got cattle, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the cattle are no worries. They just turn their backsides around to the weather and stand there and chew their cud. It doesn't worry them too much. But the hard bit at the moment is for pregnant ewes, like sheep that are due to lamb probably in September, and they can't get a feed. It's interesting, cattle will, where there's tussocks and that sort of thing available, they'll burrow down through the snow. I've seen them dig down, probably 10 or 12 inches to eat a tussock. They must be able to smell a tussock through the snow, but sheep can't do that. So at the moment, we're going flat out trying to feed the sheep to so they can, keep their nourishment up.
What are you feeding them, some hay? Grain?
Hay and grain, yes, both. Although even the grain's a problem because everything's covered in snow. You put it on the snow and it sort of just sinks into the snow. So, yeah, it's pretty difficult, actually.
Plenty of shelter for your sheep?
Oh, yes. Yeah, over the years we've planted a lot of pines and hedges around, and any of the exposed paddocks, we've done that. And thank goodness, because that makes a huge difference. It allows two things. Quite often in the lee of the shelter, the snow doesn't settle, and it allows them to find a bit of feed, and it also helps to keep them drier.
Now, this might sound like an unusual question, but I mean, we've obviously got snow, so it's freezing, but just how cold has it been? Because the wind hasn't been particularly... It could have been more bitter, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, crikey, yes. I've seen worse, by far worse. Luckily, not much wind here. Little bits of puff of wind now and again. And we've got one of those inside-outside temperature things. And I've been watching it over the night, and I don't think it got below about 1 degree outside. Whereas, like in a heavy frost, we can get down to -6 or -7, no problems at all. So in that respect, it wasn't quite so bad temperature-wise.
So you'll enjoy it more when you get all the dams filling up from the snow melt, will you, Richard?
I'll enjoy it when it's melted and gone, yes.